Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Tonight, I want you to holler at your boy at 347-826-7435 is my call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. As always, if you're a little too afraid to call in, email me your question, comment, concern, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You email me, you got a question, I'll talk to you. We put it out there, no problems. If you want to jump into the chat room, jump in, dive in. I'm looking to touch y'all. Not in that Catholic priest sort of way. But I am a lesbian, so maybe. Anyway, that's too confusing. check me out anywhere. I'm Smooth Drama. I'm everywhere but Snapchat and Instagram. I can't for the life of me just be taking pictures of myself. It's not in me. I've been told you should do it. You should take more selfies. But it can't happen. It's just, I don't know. I feel like I can't. Maybe I'm just one of them guys where back in the days they used to say the more pictures you take, the more it sucks your soul. I don't know. That's not the kind of suckage that I'm looking for. But I'm digressing here. Anyway, go to our Facebook page, Smooth Drama page, Twitter. Just check me out. I'll check you out. You want to add me as a friend, I'll add you back as a friend because I'm nice like that. In the meantime, back to what we're talking about, Florida. I haven't hollered at Florida in a minute. You know, it's been a while. I mean, obviously, we know the last thing that happened in Florida, which is not a shock. Some people call it a false flag operation. If you don't know what a false flag operation is, that's where the government puts out, you know, an operation that fits an agenda that will divide the people, of course, and make them go in one direction with that Orlando shooting, whatnot. So it's out there that one guy couldn't have killed over 50 people, and he's not an expert marksman by himself. I mean, it did sound kind of suspect to me, but hey, it's not my thing. Well, it is my thing, but we're not going to go there tonight. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Greg Evers, Senator Greg Evers, who is running for Congress in Florida, has announced a Facebook contest to give away a semi-artifact automatic rifle on Independence Day. So, you know, and we'll say his words. With terrorism incidents on the rise, both at home and abroad, protecting our constitutional rights has never been more important, Evers said. With all that's happening in the world today, I've never felt stronger about the importance of the Second Amendment in protecting our homeland than I do now. Because, you know, that's what it is. Everybody needs an automatic rifle, semi-automatic rifle. And the NRA has given him an A-plus grade for the past 15 years because he's been in the Florida legislature since 2001. So, you know, he's on point with the people that's about pointing and shooting. I guess you can go on Facebook and get you what he calls the Homeland Defender Collector's Edition, which will be given away to one randomly chosen person who has liked and shared Everest page or signed up on his campaign website. It is open only to adults in his district, though, and the winner will be selected on July 4th and must pass all the required background and security checks. So if you're not in his district, you can't win. But, hey, Florida, you don't even have to buy a gun. They'll give you a gun on Facebook. Ain't that special? Just what we always wanted. Woo! Now, talking about what you always wanted, I saw this and I was like, man, not only is Michigan, they're wrong. They passed a law where you can whatchamacallit, you're outlawing oral and anal sex. I couldn't believe it. I was like, hold on. So you're telling me in the state of Michigan they don't want you to get it in. Now, what it is, it's tied to a law that supposedly had nothing to do with sex, but because they have misogyny laws on the books, it was what they, I asked what you want to call a rider, where they will arrest it. Well, if someone wanted to charge you, if someone wanted to charge you officially for having oral or anal sex, or like, for example, and this is Bill number 219, and it passed in a 37-1 vote. It's the ban on sodomy, and it states a person who commits the abominable, detestable crime against nature, either with mankind or with any animal, is guilty of a felony, which is punishable by up to 15 years in prison. Now, they said that, you know, there was a little consternation about removing the words "either with mankind," but Senator Rick Jones, not related to rapper Mike Jones, by the way. Anyway, Senator Rick Jones said it's too difficult. They said nobody wanted to touch it. The minute I crossed that line and I started talking about the other stuff, I won't even get another hearing. And so he said, I would rather not even bring up the topic because I know what would happen. You get both sides screaming and you end up with a big fight that's not needed because it's unconstitutional. And he says that the only way to repeal the sodomy ban would be a bill striking all unconstitutional laws from the state's books. Now, the fact that this is a law, I mean, we know this is a law because they had to outlaw certain people from having sex with their farm animals and pets. I mean, we know this is why this is a law in the first place. But I'm like, with the mankind in it, it had to be an issue where somebody gave somebody the worst oral sex that they've ever had in their life. And they're like, you know what? It needs to be banned. That's it. I'm done. I can't have it. that's the only way I can see you include humans I mean, because I get the animals. I mean, because there's a lot, well, there's still a lot of sick people out there who you have to legislate that they can't have sex with animals, which is sad. Because you think it'd be something real easy, like, hey, man, you can't have sex with your sheep, your pigs, your dog, whatever. But as we know, because there's some, I've read erotic stories. I remember I went to school with a guy who wrote a story about his Doberman Pinscher. I'm trying to remember this cat's name, but he was a sick puppy. He, no pun intended, but he wrote a story about his Doberman Pinscher and a girl. And I remember reading it like, dude, this is some sick. Anyway, so there are people who actually think about it. I don't know. I've looked at dogs, cats, sheep. I'm gonna stick to human vagina. It's just, I don't know. It just seems a little bit more appealing to me. Just good old fashioned human vagina and human butt cheeks. It's just, I don't know. I've never thought I'm gonna spread an animal's butt cheek in. And that's where it's at. It's not appealing to me. But maybe it is appealing to some. In the meantime, I think we got my special guest host has arrived. Rhymes with Sparkle. What's up?
Markle.
Markle's in the building. How you doing, man?
Good. Sorry, I'm running a little bit late.
It's okay. I was just talking about the Michigan Bill 219 that was outlawing oral anal sex in Michigan.
It's an old law, right?
Yeah, but they updated it because it was added on as one of those riders to their other bill. So.
Oh, that's right. I think it's like the only state that has that law, right? Because I have a friend in Michigan. I think I remember busting their balls about it.
Yeah, that's it would be the only state. I mean, you not only can you not drink the water, but you can't get a good blowjob.
Tragic.
Yes.
It's cold in the D.
Right. I mean, if ever there was an argument to move to Ohio. There it is.
Ooh, I don't know if I go that far.
I'm just saying, you can get a blowjob in Ohio and not go to felony. It's a felony.
A felony?
It's a felony, wow. Baby. Yeah. That's a bit much for me.
The crazy thing about laws like that is like they've kind of gone off the books, but they've been prosecuted a lot more recent than you would ever imagine.
Right, but that's the point, because if they want to get you, they will add on that BS, because you're like, I got a blowjob. And it's like, oh, I gave somebody a blowjob, and you get 15 years for a blowjob.
Yep.
And a dude can rape somebody, send the pictures to his homies, and laugh and joke about it, and he get 3 months.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't know. And speaking of crazy folk, you know, there's a guy, Son of Sam. He's up for parole.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What? I got to Google this.
Yeah, old Son of Sam is up for parole, and he was like, you know, I've really done wonderful.
I've done a lot of good and positive things. I'm reading this right now. Like, holy crap.
I was constantly putting myself out there to help other individuals with kindness and compassion. He says,
that may be true, but he also killed a lot of people.
Well, yeah. That's kind of the point. But see, he's now saying, I've changed. I mean, I feel that's my life's calling all these years.
Good for him. He can keep doing it in jail.
Right. I mean, you know, like, hold on, homie, You're the son of Sam. You're the same guy who took pride in it. He wrote a letter to the Daily News saying, I love my work.
Work.
Right. Jesus. I mean, killing people was a job for him. Like, it wasn't even a passion thing, a passion or not. He was like, I'm clocking in and killing people.
Pack of lunch. I got some killing to do today. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a Fruit Loop.
Yeah. Now he wants to get out. Yeah. Oh, David Berkowitz.
Good man. I want a lot of things in life. They don't always happen.
Yeah. I mean,
you can want that all day long.
Right. And I mean, the judge, you know, of course, gave him 6 sentences of 25 years. So it's like, You got like 4 more left.
How is he up for parole? What the fuck is wrong with our justice system that this guy is up for parole?
Right. I mean, I'm like, when you're a serial killer, shouldn't you like give up the right to parole?
You think they could convict on that, like, with that as the rule? Like, they should be able to get that conviction, not life without possibility of parole.
Right. I mean, I don't know if there would have been anybody who would have argued that. Like, you know what? He don't deserve parole. And his attorney would have been like, yeah, you're right. I can't even argue that. Oh, son of Sam.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy. Our justice system is so back asswards all over the place.
Well, it's not about justice. I don't think it ever has. It's been about something else. But I think, I know you're a little late, but we're going to go on break here. This is Roscoe. So long, man.
To run, to make a right with 3 rights, make a laugh at your age, not the color, but I'd rather act dark, I'm off the page with majors of laughter. Fuck up a rhyme so bad, I leave the microphone abstinent, whimsy or not too whimsy. Beyond BET and MTV exists me. Origin, cause God created man, and man created hip-hop, I declined and participated until I was orientated. I heard 50,000 drive-bys, then 49,999 was live. No surprise, it's the sunrise, thine eyes have seen the light. But when we stalk the night, I get exposed like an overbite. In limbo I land, quick the lady killed the tramp. The wrong action for the right motive. So now, give me 50,000 black angry role models. Take me to D.C., I throw the first fucking bottle. Cause I don't give a fuck about a menial existence. And I don't give a fuck about nonviolent resistance. Civil rights will not suffice. In the name of Jesus Christ, they got my soul on ice. Walking on score, cause I'm 2 steps ahead. So I started at square 3. Now I'm cubed like O'Shea Jackson beat. Sub-zero catching fatalities to my spirituality. Smoke like a chimney, drink like a Kennedy. Still no remedy. Fuck shooting a fair one. Cause open cuts from fucking some nigga up can lead to contracting HIV positivity. You never know who got traits of femininity. What's up, wrong? Pussy boy, blood clot, and deal with the bullshit. Bot their boy business. Be that. You play the villain. There'll be another sound boy chilling. Vintage real pumps through my adrenaline. Filling my rap weight. I track heavy like Tony Dopak. The pop is 2% milk, but mostly no fat. And most of these ain't prepared. So what I say goes over your head like pubic hair. In 1999, it's the script. Reported. One world government, no bit, order the clue. Check your dead president. Represented on the $1 bill. And if Clinton was the answer, it was a stupid question. My school's on ice. Ice, baby.
drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Ross Cox, Soul on Ice. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Hey, what you know about, you got the right now to resurrect people. BioCork, baby.
What's that?
BioCork. They've been given the right to resurrect people. They're going to use a combination of therapies, which include injecting the brain with stem cells. You know that stuff that was legalized. And they peptides, as well as deploying lasers and nerve stimulation techniques, which bring people out of coma. So maybe death is like a big coma. They can bring folks back to life.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, just so long as it's not that dude that hates me and been trying to kill me.
Well, there's actually been people who have been like lost in like the cold or whatever, who have been dead for a ridiculous amount of time and then brought back, like hours.
Yeah. I mean, I guess wasn't that the real reason behind the suspended animation where you freeze the body and whatnot?
Oh, that's like a whole different thing. That's like another level. I'm not sure if that'll ever work, at least not in our lifetime.
Well,
but it's
I
the
mean,
theory behind it.
Yeah, that's what BioCork is trying to do.
Yep, Ted Williams head.
Yeah, you know, we always got to shout out to the cops and our lawmakers. Because I don't think we've shouted out enough. Especially for the Supreme Court, who allow police to use the evidence discovered in a search by police during unlawful stops. They can be used in court so long as police officers conducting the research only after learning the person had an outstanding warrant.
Yeah, the
now,
Supreme Court has had a number of like really crazy rulings as far as personal rights. Like the one that blows my mind the most is that ignorance of the law is okay for police officers, but it's not okay for citizens.
Right. Well, hold on. We gotta give a special shout out to Justice Clarence Thomas, everybody's favorite Supreme Court justice, who said that a police officer's negligence in making a stop without reasonable suspicion does not preclude the defendant from being charged with a drug offense.
That guy.
I mean, it passed 5-3. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, when we're talking about it's deadlocked, the stuff that violates the regular citizens' rights, there's no deadlocking on that. So it seems to me that somebody, quote unquote, liberal, agrees with taking your rights.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, there's even been ones that have been 9-0 that just don't make sense to me.
Well, yeah, it don't make sense to us because we're the ones who are getting arrested. But
yeah.
For these folks, you know, they're not going to get stopped. They could be rolling around with all the drugs in the world. Don't even matter.
This is true.
All right. So it's funny how this comes out and you can illegally stop someone and still put their ass in jail.
Yep.
Extra, extra special. But that is not all that they could do. You know, not only that, but there's a new technology for traffic cops now. And this is already in use by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. It's called the Electronic Recovery and Access to Data Machine.
They scan license plates, right?
Yeah, it's called ERAD. But what this does is something extra special. It can scan your bank account and prepaid cards, giving the Oklahoma Highway Patrol instant access to the balance and the funds if, and I quote, if they suspect the money is tied to a crime.
Oh, they're going to be suspecting the hell of that then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but you think about it for a second. They have access to your money and can seize the money off of your credit cards and your prepaid cards.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, John Oliver had a pretty good bit about the police seizure, asset seizure forfeiture stuff that's just gone out of freaking control across the country. Like, seriously nuts. People have had, like, $20,000, $30,000 on them in cash because they're going to buy a business. They have everything, all the paperwork saying, I'm going to buy a business. They get stopped for some minor infraction, and they get accused of possibly being involved in some crime, and the police just take their money.
Right.
And sometimes they can get it back, but they have to fight and fight and pay to fight to even be try to get it back.
Well, I mean, but what we're talking about, you're not even guilty of nothing. If they stop and suspect, they suspect.
That's all it takes for asset forfeiture.
I'm like, hold on a second. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but this is basically saying that the police, and where does that money go?
Right into the police, the bank accounts. They pay for police goodies, basically, their toys.
Yeah.
I'll be up there.
I mean, not even toys. It's probably just going straight to their house. Hey, we made our bonus this year. I mean, it just, because nobody keeps track of illegal money.
Yeah, well, they don't even use it to, they've even been like, there's like, they have records of them talking about how they're going to spend the money. And they even say, well, we can't spend it on the stuff we need because then we won't get the budget for that. We only spend it on the stuff we want. And they've actually spent it on margarita makers, like the Margaritaville machines.
Right. I mean,
that's the kind of stuff they spend it on.
But that's the kind of stuff that they publicly tell us they spend it on.
Exactly.
And this device was unveiled May 16th. And they've already employed it.
Yep.
And the thing is, you don't even have to be charged with a crime.
Nope. You're guilty until proven innocent when it comes to asset forfeiture.
Yeah. That is, I don't know, but I'm like, you know, my homie, he's out of the country. He's like, man, I don't even know if I want to come back. And I'm sitting up here like, It sounded pretty good. Leaving America.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds better every day. I mean, when you're talking about, because if I got some extra money in my bank account, I have to prove that my money is not illegal. No?
Yep.
I mean, I'm rolling down the street. I got a few thousand in my bank account. I have to prove to them that I am not illegal. They're like, hey, you look like you're illegal. And I have to prove that I'm not illegal, basically.
Yep. And you got to pay for an attorney to try to get your money back.
Yeah. That is extra, extra special. But we're gonna take a light note. My favorite part of the show right about now. My dumbass of the week. Always gotta get that last one in. My dumbass of the week is Artie Ruff of Little Rock, Arkansas. Thought it'd be real funny to threw a little prank on his wife. So he put baby powder in her blow dryer. Unfortunately, this dude thought that white powder would come out and it would just blow into her face, into her hair, which is not a good idea because, you know, the white powder going into the eyes probably would have been a little painful. Probably wouldn't appreciate it. But instead, flames came out.
Explosion, yeah, that happens all too often.
Yeah, fortunately for her, it only burned the eyebrows. But yeah,
already
that wasn't a good idea. And if your wife would have got some real burns, she probably still be whooping on your bitch ass right about now.
That legitimately could have killed her. Like, if you Google dust explosions,
right,
some crazy stuff.
Well, I don't need to see crazy stuff. I mean, that I just, when I read it, I was like, that's not a good idea. That's really dumb ass. I mean, these dudes don't value the vagina enough. It's like you're that's your main source of vagina. Why would you jeopardize that?
Yeah, it's put a lot of risk right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we here at Smooth Drama, we value the vagina. We would never try to blow up people that we care about who have vaginas.
That's a good policy.
I just wanted to say that. Anyway. Hater of the week is Danny Keiko, who is the referee in a soccer match, who threw out Adam Lundqvist, whatever, gave him a red card and kicked him out of the game for unsportsmanlike behavior. What did he do, Marco?
I don't know what happened.
He farted.
What, was this soccer?
Yeah.
Of course it was soccer. Soccer's got the most ridiculous rules.
Right. Dude said, hey, I just needed to fart. I had a bad stomach. And so he says, he asked the referee, what you can't fart on the field? And the referee said no. The referee said, he thought that I farted in my hand and threw it at him, but I did not.
Well, wouldn't that be kind of clear if somebody did that? I don't think that would be like, did he or didn't he?
Well, Danny Keiko later told the media that Lundqvist farting was deliberate provocation.
That's possible. I mean, I've had some deliberate provocation along those lines.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you know, as somebody who may or may not have played some ball on the court and may have dropped one and walked to the other side of the court strategically.
Yeah.
That,
this actually kind of violates a little bit the last rule we were talking about, but my girlfriend was, we were laying down and she was using my butt as kind of a pillow. We were just talking and I just saw an opportunity. I could not pass it up.
Oh.
I ripped a pretty good one.
Oh.
Yeah.
You high boxed.
Took her a second. She started assaulting that area with her fist a little bit. She's like, I can't believe you did that. But I mean, I couldn't not do it.
I don't know, man.
These things only come along every once so often.
Yeah. I guess. That's... Anyway.
Still got laid.
Yeah, hey. You know, if y'all had that kind of relationship where you can hot box and it's funny, although the genital shot, you'd be happy you missed that. That might have affected your performance.
Yeah, that's true.
They tend to have that effect. Anyway, we're going the wrong way. FBI. You know, since we talking about rights, whatnot, I mean, it seems like a general theme for tonight for us where we want to go anyway. The FBI had told the cops to hide evidence from cell phone trackers. Apparently, FBI Special Agent James E. Finch wrote to Chief Bill, I don't know if it's City or Shitty, the Oklahoma City Police Department. Seems like there's a lot of stuff in Oklahoma. It's just, I guess that's the breeding ground. That's where you start violating folks because nobody cares what happens in Oklahoma. And then you just, like, spread it out. after the fact.
It's a very flat state.
Yes, it's very. They lay their game down flat there in Oklahoma City. Officially, he wrote this notice that said cell phone tracking information may not be used as primary evidence in any affidavits, hearings, or trials. This equipment provides general location information about a cellular device, and your agency understands it is required to use additional and independent investigative means and methods, such as historical cellular analysis that would be admissible at trial to corroborate information concerning the location of the target obtained through this equipment. Now, what this is talking about is cell site stimulators, or what they call stingrays, which is surveillance technology that mimics a cell phone tower to trick cell into transmitting your location data and other information, sometimes even the contents of your calls.
Crazy stuff. Yeah, but basically, if you're going to commit a crime or you have committed a crime, you need to ditch a cell phone.
Yeah, don't even have a burner.
Yeah.
You can't have a car that was made after what, 1980?
Car?
Yeah. I mean, just saying, because, you know, anything with a computer in it, they can ping and catch.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So you kind of got to be old school with it, or just be on foot, or if you're lucky enough to have a horse, you can just, like, ride off.
A burner, I think you'd be okay as long as they couldn't tie it to you. You'd have to be careful about how you signed up for information you put in. And, of course, you couldn't have it on you when you got busted or caught.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to stay away from the phone, period. Not that we're advocating crime.
not at all.
Right. We're trying to teach you how to commit crimes and not get caught. I'm just saying. I mean, the fact that they're, I mean, we know they've been monitoring people. Nowadays,
you can get caught up without committing a crime. Like, you don't have to commit a crime. And even that, a lot of the crimes aren't even really, like, morally wrong. So, there's that, too.
Yeah. I mean, this is where we're at. I mean, there are no secrets in the world. I mean, you basically you have to live in a country where there's no technology at all to even.
There's also, the only thing that's saving us right now is that it requires a bit of effort. So you have to be important enough for them to care to pay attention to you.
Well, I don't know. Do you have to be important for them to? I mean, because they've got places where they store. I mean, they basically store the majority of the phone calls and texts and all this stuff. There's people who are designated to go through that. I mean, I wouldn't mind having that job, actually.
It would be interesting.
Yeah, depending. I mean, if I'm in charge of what people are sending to themselves, I mean, if you're one of those people who are predisposed to not getting any, you know, you're not fit for human consumption, and sex that entails another human is not for you on a regular basis, that's probably a good job for your spank bank. You know, just saying.
Although probably mostly dick pics, which is no good.
It depending on who you are, because as we know, there's some folks that they get off on all that. So
I don't know. I don't think anybody likes to look at that. Really, it's more of a functional thing than an appearance thing, from my understanding.
I would guess there's some female listeners who may disagree with you.
There are some. I mean, I've asked a lot of people about this sort of thing, and there are some, but it's kind of like the exception that proves the rule.
So your theory is that women don't like looking at dick pics? Is that what you're saying?
No. I know that for a fact. Like, not at all.
Really?
The vast majority. do not. No, they like the. It's functional and they appreciate what it does, but no.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I mean, someone will say like every once in a while they don't mind looking at a really nice one, whatever that is, but like on in general, no, they nothing to do with it.
You know what? We're gonna do a experiment. I'm gonna post it on my Twitter and I'm gonna go into the Smooth Drama show page. We're gonna ask, do people like looking at penis pictures? Just
is there anybody
late?
Out there, male or female? I'd be curious too.
All right. Well, I mean, and we will revisit this next week to see if Markle is right that people don't like seeing penis.
I'm asking mostly girls about this, so I'll reach out to my gay friends, see if I can get an answer from the other side of the fence.
All right. Well, we have a challenge, people. I look forward to hearing from you. On that note, I think we're going to need a break because that, I don't know. I can't talk about penis and people. Like, I think I'm done here. This is MF Doom. Ironically, vomit spit.
You hear it in the street sometimes. Blare it in your Jeep so your people can stare at them rhymes. Real rhymes, not your everyday hologram. Even when Rick was touching, never swallowed the ham. You'd rather eat a thin sandwich salad. It might need salt like a man's bland ballad. A lot of stuff happens that the news won't tell you. News all hell juice, news all hell loose. Break it, take it like the good, the bad, the ugly. Break it rolling through your hood in the caddy buggy. Butter softy, leather flossy, fatty juggy. Always threw me off when she called me daddy, funk me. I'm like any who's thieves walking all out in the street without any shoes. I guess it's better than some funky socks. You need to get her some skips before she catch the monkey pox. Instead, she wanna hear the beatbox. Take pills and make fake thrills that sheetrock. Sing it, bring it back to your laboratory. While he's in his oratory, glory is like a horror story. The mask is like Jason. They told the place not to let the basket type case in. He could be some kind of wacko, waiting for the chance to heat the pipes like a crack hole. He busted in, blessed be the Lord. Who believe any mess, they read up on the message board. If so, I got bridges for the Lolo. Same bitch of gold dry, snitch it to the popo. Here, orange peel stoves for the whole tier. Feel like I've been gone over a year, came home to old gear. It was the shit when I first scooped it. At least I get to sit out in New York and curse, scoop it. Please the fifth, sip wine stiffly. Patiently come up and be stiffy in a jiffy. Gift for the grind, criminal mind shifty. Swift with the 9 to a 59-50. Well educated, he heard it when he meditated in deep theta. And her hate, the Greek Plato. Dedicated cheap skater who keeps data. They stay self-medicated and sleep later. Side effects are similar to sugar pill. Whoever go next on the mic, he put a booger ill. And made his exit on some calm shit. Begged him on the regular for kegs of more vomit spit. Boom.
Speaking of vomit spit, California, not only do they know how to party, they know how to become the first state to mandate adult vaccines. No longer can you say religious exempt for your children, and no longer can you say as an adult, I'm exempt. I don't want it. SB 792 would eliminate an adult's right to exempt themselves from one, some, or all vaccines. So, the bill would make California the first state to require mandated vaccinations. Can't wait, can you? Just dying to get stuck. Because I know I'm like, yeah. I want a different shot every year, all year. Whatever they deem necessary for you to take, that's what you're going to get. It's kind of funny. So when you think about it for a second, the bill is mandating proof of vaccination for measles, pertussis, and it sounds cool in theory, but for some people who don't trust the government, like the majority of us do, don't, whatever you want to call it, it's one of those things where there's nothing you could do. It started September 1st. A person shall not be employed at a family daycare if he or she has not been immunized against influenza, pertussis, and measles. And all employees shall receive an influenza vaccination between August 1st and December 1st of each year. The bill will be eliminating all medical autonomy, religious freedoms, exemptions, personal freedom. None of that stuff matters now. And these are mandated vaccines that may or may not even be 100% effective. So shout out to the state of California.
Nothing's 100% effective, especially no medical anything.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but you know what we're talking about here is it's mandatory no matter what. So I mean, we talk about draconian, where your rights as a citizen doesn't matter in this equation. They're like,
well,
hey,
vaccines, you always have an option. You could always just get off the island.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you basically you'd have to leave California. I don't know if some folks are ready to do that. I mean I can't say that I'd be down to leave. I mean, when you're mandating I have to do something that I don't necessarily agree with, I'm like, well, it should get off the pot. I'm ready to get off the pot. But
I would
suspect that no matter where you go, eventually it's coming. Because if it goes to one place, you damn sure know it's going to go to the other 49. Just a matter of time.
The thing about vaccines, though, is they're like one of the most effective medical discoveries in the history of all medicine. And the flu vaccine is probably like the least effective of all vaccines, but it's kind of deceptive. The flu does kill a lot of people. And usually it's only the people who are in the danger zone, like elderly, sick, or younger. But it does kill a remarkable amount of people every year.
Well, yeah. I remember I had to, when I was going to San Diego State at the time, I had to take a flu shot to get in. I took the flu shot and proceeded to get the damn flu. I'm like, you know, that kind of defeats the purpose. I took the shot so I don't get the flu. As soon as I take the shot, I get the goddamn flu.
It the flu, like you were puking and shitting everywhere for like a couple of days? Or was it like a cold?
I can't confirm or deny. I'll just say that during the Christmas vacation week and New Year's, I was screwed.
Out of action, yeah.
Yeah. It sucked ass. So, yeah, I was like, I'm never getting the flu shot ever again. I'm like, the purpose of the shot is so I don't get the shit. But I get it when you give it to me. Yeah, that's not working for me.
No, that's understandable.
So what's also not work? I don't know if you saw the Senate passed the bill where they're allowing 911 victims to sue Saudi Arabia.
Nice.
Right. It's funny because, you know, of course, the Saudis are like, well, I don't know what y'all talking about. Navy threatened to liquidate up to $750 billion in U.S. securities and other American assets in retaliation if it becomes a law.
That could get interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny to me because most folks, well, I won't say most folks, a lot of people believe that 9/11 was a false flag operation. So to hear that the Senate is passing the bill that will allow 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia, I mean, which, when you think about it, if that could happen, then other nations and their victims of quote unquote U.S. terrorists will be trying to sue the United States. I mean,
it does happen. I know we had to pay out to some Hiroshima victims.
Right. I mean, I didn't understand because I'm like, well, shit, we were at war.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you're at war, I mean, I know it was jacked up because they bombed, they hit Japan with two instead of leaving one for Germany.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that's racism or anything like that. But I mean, I'm like, all's fair in war, homie.
Yeah, well, Japan was the only one left at that point, and they were also the ones that were like, they just weren't giving up. Because actually,
right,
we killed more people with firebombing than both atomic bombs. Like, firebombing was way more damaging.
Right. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, when they were on their own, it was like, hey, you should surrender. They were like, no. So you dropped two bombs on them. So they knew, hey, this is how it's going. But, I mean, it's funny because I brought that up because at that same time, there was a judge who broke an order and allowed destruction of 9/11 evidence. And it's funny because we talk about conspiracy theories behind 9/11 and you have destroyed evidence that as relevant to a death penalty trial of five Guantanamo Bay detainees who were accused of AIDS, and that evidence was secretly destroyed. And the details of what happened are not known because it's unclassified legal filing. And it's not yet publicly available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. So what happened 2 years ago, the prosecution in the tribunal relayed a request by the U.S. government to destroy evidence relevant to both the guilt phase and the sentencing phase of Muhammad's trial. Shout out to the government.
Yeah, I see that.
Conspiracy theories live on and on and on. And destroying the evidence, no big deal, right? Because they're only terrorists. And I brought that up because when we talk about conspiracy theories, like the Flint water crisis investigation, you know, two of the people who were major parts of it, the initial investigation, have mysteriously died. Matthew McFarlane and Sasha Bell were found dead. Bell, only 19 years old. She filed a suit after her child had been kid poisoned by the lead. And then, out of the blue, she was mysteriously shot and killed in the double murder. And this is directly after the first criminal charges against the government was officially announced. The police have charged her boyfriend, though. Her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, double murder.
Yeah, Malik Emmanuel Thornton with the shooting. And Matthew McFarlane, 43-year-old, he was a water treatment plant foreman who had been interviewed regarding the water crisis. He was found dead in April in his home, and an autopsy was performed, and it did not determine a cause of death, and toxicology reports have yet to come back. And he could have potentially been called to testify, but yeah, it's not going to happen. Now, you think that's a conspiracy theory?
That could be something. But, I mean, a lot of people get killed in this country.
Well, that's true. But it seems that these folks who were uniquely qualified to testify in the Flint water crisis case, they're conveniently gone.
The thing is, there's so much evidence there. Like, there's not really much left to cover up. Like, I don't really know what they would accomplish there.
Well, I mean, as we know here in America, the States, it doesn't take much. I mean, we've seen how many obviously guilty folks walk.
Mm-hmm.
Like the North. I mean, you lose count on how many folks have been found guilty, but we know they're guilty. Everybody knows they're guilty, but they walk anyway.
Yeah,
it's one of those things. It just keeps happening. I'm like, we're kind of numb to it. It's kind of sad that we are numb to it. In all actuality, you think about it.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
I mean, it's so much corruption where we're like, well, shit, it's going to happen anyway, so whatever. And I think that's the prevailing thought. I mean, we talk about politicians and the lesser of two evils now. We'll be talking about when we have Clinton and Trump.
Yeah, that's a giant douche and turd sandwich right there.
Yeah, I don't think there's too many people who are like, yeah, for Clinton. And as we know, nobody's for Trump. So it's one of those things. Anyway, I want to thank all my listeners for listening. Special shout out to my homie Marco for coming on and guest hosting. And I'm Mr. F the N Word, and this is another Smooth Drum production. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
move. Drummer.